Good afternoon. Am I speaking with Mr. Flatty?
Dear Flatty, I've got a question for you. I have a little problem.
Dear Manly and Faggy, should I fight? Yes.
Yes. Even I can say yes to that one. You should fight. Fight off the urges, homo.
All right. So you and I have completely different views on this.
Yes.
I think that it is okay to defend yourself in a physical manner, whereas you think it's okay to curl up in the fetal position and take it like a bitch.
No. You're misrepresenting your view and you're misrepresenting my view. I don't know how you can do that. You're misrepresenting everything all at once.
So you're telling me that I don't agree. I don't believe that you should be able to defend yourself physically when it comes to it.
Yes. I think you do think that, but okay,
we don't need to go any further.
But you also believe that you should be able to pick fights and just for fun.
No, I don't.
But you did it all the time.
Just because I did it doesn't mean I believe in it.
So do you think it's bad that you did that?
I think it.
So it's a yes or no question. See, there's some nuance here, right?
What do you mean by bad?
Should you do it or are you an asshole?
No. Do what? Like, you got to be specific. I'm going to answer your questions.
Okay.
But you need to be specific in your questioning.
Okay.
You're in a bar. You're not going to trap me.
You're in a bar.
Okay.
Somebody across the bar looks at you side-eyed like, what the fuck is it? You're giving you a dirty look. And then.
Okay. Is this me now or me 20 years ago?
It's you. I don't care when.
Oh,
it's
I do because I can't defend myself like I used to. Like now I'll just let it go because there's not a whole lot I can do about it.
But you want to fight somebody because they look at you wrong. That's my point. Like,
oh yeah, no doubt.
So you're in a bar and somebody gives you a look more than one or two times.
Oh,
you want to fight them. You want to physically fight them because they gave you a dirty look.
Yes.
How can you defend that position without fighting?
Okay.
Because it makes no sense. It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense to you because you're more effeminate than I am.
Like somebody looking at me and I want to physically hurt them makes me.
Okay. What? It's because. Okay. When you've been in enough altercations, you understand the progression. All right. It's being in a bar. You have to treat it like you're in prison.
God, protect your anus.
That's rule one.
All right.
If you're in a bar and let's say you're just sitting there chit chatting and pouring back a Heineken with your bros.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know what kind of fucking, I'm sure you drink that fucking IPA bullshit.
But. No, I'm going to have a martini.
Appletini.
I'm going to have an Appletini, right.
Okay. So if I'm sitting there and I'm having a good time and I look over and I see somebody like glaring at me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If I don't address the situation, there is a progression. There is.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I've got to stop that progression from happening. I've got to nip it in the bud.
Why would there be a progression?
Because I'm just telling you, that's what happens.
Somebody looks at you. The progression is they're going to fight you. That's in your mind. That's the connection that you make.
Okay. If you are, it's like having a dog, like going to a bar is like having a dog in prison.
Perfect.
If you make eye contact with your dog, you are never supposed to look away first. That is a true statement. That's not something I'm making up.
Okay.
You have to sit there and fucking stare at it. And then when he breaks, that means that he knows that you're alpha.
Okay.
That means he knows that you're the one that gives him the food. You're the master. He's the bitch.
So in this situation, you're a dog.
He's the dog. I'm the master.
But if you're not a dog,
but if it's you, and you look away, you're like, yeah, I'm just gonna go back and sipping my fucking margarita or whatever you're drinking.
Right.
Then you're the bitch.
Okay.
And the stranger at the bar is the alpha. And he now owns you. He can do whatever. He can fuck your wife.
He owns me. I guess I got to go home with this guy. He looked at me and I looked away first. Guess I'm going home with him. What the fuck, man? That's the stupidest statement.
I know you don't understand.
It's stupid.
That's fine, but you don't understand. But that's how it is. You don't know any of this happens because you're always staring at the floor.
staring at my Crocs. So, okay. I look away. He glares at me. I look away. What's the progression? What's he going to do? Punch me in the back of the head now?
I don't know. I've never let it get that far.
So you don't know there's a progression.
No. So, okay. Me and you are sitting in a bar.
Yes.
All right. Now look away. Bitch. See, I know you're a bitch.
I don't understand the connection you're making
now,
at all.
Now, okay, we're sitting at a bar, right?
Right.
You just looked away.
Yes.
I now know that I'm your alpha.
Yes.
You're my bitch.
Okay.
Now look at me again.
Okay.
Bitch. See, there's nothing you'll... I now own you. I can...
So what does that mean?
Chances are, I'll walk up to you and say, buy me a beer, bitch. That's what I would... That's what I've done.
You are such a douchebag.
Right, but I didn't have any money and I wanted more beer. And I had to look for the person that was breaking eye contact because I knew that they...
God, you're a douchebag.
I wasn't a good person. I don't condone my behavior.
That's good. It's good that you saw the error of your ways. What was the question again?
What was the question? Oh, yeah. Should he fight? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Depends. How long was the guy staring at you?
Oh, God.